Donna Cubitt-Sawyer is secretary for the Sarasota Alliance for Fair Elections. She says they are pushing legislators to enact fair districting in time for the next elections.
Last year was probably the worst legislative session in Florida history. It was anti-middle class, anti-democracy, anti-fair and accessible elections, anti-civil liberties, anti-environment, anti-labor, anti-education, and anti-services for the less fortunate. And I'm really mad about that. Are you mad about that? Yeah. We're here today to start the change that must happen in the next election cycle.
Rita Ferrandino, president of the Sarasota County Democratic Party, says she is fed up with the job-killing Governor Rick Scott in an unreasonable state legislature.
Our country needs to be run like a country. Our state needs to be run like a state, not like a profit-driven corporation whose only interest is increasing shareholder value. That's not what America was founded on, and that's why people want to fight. They want to fight for the right to have a meaningful life.
Ferrandino criticized Florida's conservative lawmakers for trying to curtail women's access to family planning and defunding Planned Parenthood.
Again, the irresponsibility of our state legislature in a time of deep economic crisis in our state to be spending time on social agenda issues like abortion rights is completely irresponsible.
Echoing comments by Pat Gardner, president of the Sarasota County Classified Teachers Association, Al Jackson said teachers are confused and frustrated by the new policy of merit pay.
There is no one who can tell you what will make a successful teacher and an unsuccessful teacher. So there's a lot of tenuous feelings in the schools now about what everyone's future is going to look like.
Ann Walker attended the protest with her daughter. She's concerned with cuts to education and corporate influence in politics and wants to ensure her daughter is given the opportunities of a good education and a voice in the country's future.
I am here for so many issues, the first being that I don't like cuts to public education, and I'm also here to guarantee that her vote will count someday. I don't like corporate politics. I don't like the corporations' takeover of America. It's my country, it's her country, and I'm going to be here until things are better.
Reflecting the awakening spreading across the country, Walker said she was also there to make up for 30 years of not participating in issues of the day and encourage that she isn't alone in protesting.
It's the apathy of the past 30 years of my life, and I'm trying to make up for it, and I'm not alone. I thought I was for a long time. I'm thrilled to see so many people out here.
Awake the State will hold rallies across the state again in January. Reporting from Sarasota for WMNF News, I'm Doug Driscoll.